Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on home updates at Menards. Transform your floors and walls with stylish Mohawk porcelain tile. 12 by 24 inch urban forged tiles combine a bold modern look with the timeless beauty of natural stone for a stunning result. Plus, they feature StepSure, an advanced slip-resistant technology providing safety without compromising style. Save big money on Mohawk porcelain tile. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The Bird Show.
All right, we're nosy. What do you have going on over the weekend that is so dramatic that we'll be thinking of you going, oh, I wonder what happened to blank, right? 1-855-237-8746. So we'll check in with you today. Your drama hopefully happens. And then when we get back in here, we'll check back with you, see how it went, okay? 1-855-237-8746. All right, while we are waiting on calls, Abby, I got the okay.
Oh, for your...
My controversial, my hot take.
Your smiled take.
I don't know that you've been in Atlanta long enough to know, like, how much grief I'm going to get for this.
Ken.
Okay.
I have.
You have?
I've been here long enough to know how much grief you're going to get.
You know what I'm about to say?
I think so.
Okay. We just sampled it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. Wow.
It's a great family. They do a lot of work around town for mm-hmm. sure. Right? Philanthropist, I hate to say it though. Mm-hmm. Chick-fil-A is just kind of meh.
Well, you chose the right month to vocalize it, so.
I mean, does anybody like really yearn for Chick-fil-A?
I don't know that I yearn for it, but I don't know that it's meh. I think it's a little better than that.
Is it?
Yeah. You don't think so?
I think the reason people get so excited about Chick-fil-A, A, is because I do think it is pretty high-quality fast food, and the customer service is pretty bomb.
It's great. That's that 1,000%
is
true.
Right, yeah.
But what most people want when they're just out and about and they need fast food is they don't want something gross and greasy like, I'm not going to say, I don't know who our sponsors are, but like think of any other fast food restaurant that just has like food you know is horrible for you. You can go through Chick-fil-A and get like grilled chicken. You can go through Chick-fil-A and get a diet lemonade. It's food that I feel like you can get through, you can get constantly like an everyday basis and not feel totally disgusting about yourself.
For people who eat it like every week, that's always been a little bit much for me. I don't like it that much. But every once in a while, when I want a good chicken sandwich and some fries to go on the side, I think it's great.
If I will say this, that if I'm going to go the fast food route, which I rarely, I haven't had McDonald's in 10 years, 15 years. Yeah. If I'm going to go the fast food route, I'm going Chick-fil-A.
Exactly. That's the point. It's because I think people think it's like the least gross of all the fast foods.
That's exactly what it is to me. It's just the least gross of, it's the best option of the grossed options.
That should be their new slogan for their TV.
Least gross option on Highway 75.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I feel like some Chick-fil-A van is just going to pull up as I'm going to my car and grab me and put me in it.
It's possible.
You'll never see me again. Never. All right, here is Sarah, because I asked the question, why do we want to talk to you on Monday? What is so dramatic going on in your life? We check in with you today, and then we check back when we get back in here and see how it all went. Hey, Sarah.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Really good. Okay, what do you got?
Yeah, so my sister, I'm a twin, identical, and my sister got set up on a date by her coworker, and she looked at the guy. She wasn't feeling him. It's not really her type. So she begged me to go on a date with him.
Stop.
This sounds like right out of a movie.
It really does.
Like, has this ever worked in the history of twins? I think we've talked about this before. It was years and years and years ago. Do you guys look so identical, though, that people, like, even your parents are like, which one are you?
Yeah, we used to do it a lot when we were kids. Like, if there was a test we didn't want to take or, you know, just switching classes. But we haven't done it since we were young. So, I mean... we obviously like have different style now, but if I just get her, like borrow her clothes, kind of style my hair differently. Yeah, we're pretty similar. We look exactly the same.
As somebody who's out in the dating world, you kind of never know what you're getting after you've seen a photo of someone. Like, I'm not even saying like it's a catfishing situation, mm-hmm. but people just have a different presence right. in person. So if this guy has never met your sister, I feel like this is a totally feasible plan.
What has she told you about this guy and you've already agreed to it?
She begged me. I mean, she told me he was nice because that's what her coworker said. He's nice. He's smart. But she really didn't want to rock the boat with her coworker because her coworker gave her the Instagram. So then it would have been obvious if she canceled because it would have been obvious that like physically she just wasn't into him. Uh-huh. And she didn't want to make it awkward with her coworker. So she's begging me to go. So I'm like, you know what? I just want to see if we can still like do the old switcheroo like we used to when we were kids. So yeah, I agreed to do it.
I'm kind of rooting for this to be the love of your life. Like, this is like a Hallmark movie ready to go. I want to say it's a cute meet cute, but then you'd have to explain why your sister didn't want to go out with him. And I don't know if that's necessarily the best story.
Are you into the guy at all?
I haven't met him yet, so I don't know.
Looks wise, is he like?
Right, that's what I meant.
He's not someone I would like stop walking for on the street.
That should have been an immediate, not my time.
Exactly.
Okay, we got extra tension.
He's a six, and a six can become an eight when you have a good personality or a good job and a big wallet.
I live it. Sarah, so is this the kind of thing that you have to go online and you have to see what your sister has? You have to know her so well, not just as a twin sister, but also her social presence and everything else, because he for sure has gone online and seen what she's looked like and what she's all about.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not too worried about that because we just like, I mean, we have the connection, even though we're different people now, like it's so easy to pinpoint who she is. But I'm not going into the date thinking we're going to date or thinking it's for me. I just want to have a little fun.
It's just a couple of hours. Mm-hmm. Okay, where is the date and what is lined up?
Yeah, so we're going to dinner and we're going bowling.
Dinner and bowling.
And bowling. Mm-hmm. That's a long date.
That's a 4 to 5 hour date.
Yeah, I would suggest you cut one of those things out.
I would too. I think the less is more in your situation.
That's probably a good point, yeah, in case we can't stand each other.
I don't think the issue will be you pretending to be your sister. I'm sure you know her well enough to do it. I'm just wondering what happens if what you just said happens, where y'all can't stand each other, and now the sister kind of has to pay for the fact that y'all can't stand each other.
Careful what you wish for.
Yeah, maybe we'll stick with bowling. I'm not sure. Bowling, I feel like even if you can't stand someone, you have an activity.
Yeah.
I don't have to, like, stare at your face.
I'm with Mo. Less is more here. The less information. Mm-hmm. Just get in, do your duty, and then get out.
How is going to dinner and bowling 4 to 5 hours?
Well, because it's like a 90-minute dinner, and then you've got to take...
like bowl every 15 minutes?
No, it's like 90-minute dinner, then you got to get in the car, and then you got to go to the bowling alley, and then you got to go to the front register, and then you got to get your bowling shoes.
2.5 hour stops.
I mean, either way, if this is a first date, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a first date. You wouldn't want to do this for a first date anyway. Mm-hmm. That's too much activity for a first date because you're going to know in the first 10 minutes, not you. But for the most part, you know in the first 10 minutes. And if you've already committed to dinner and bowling, now you're stuck the whole night.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. If you have never met this person, it is not a first date. It is a vibe check. And you need to check out the vibes even though you have no intention of seeing this man ever again.
1,000%.
All right, Sarah, let's at least put you on hold and we'll find out if you pulled this thing off. Did you fall in love with him? Was he awful and you had to go through the whole thing anyway? And we'll see how your sister's reaction is too, okay, when we come back.
Sounds good.
All right. All right, come
back. I can audibly hear the wind flying out of her sails.
Right out of it.
I feel like we just talked her out of it. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want consistent color for every job? Milo's Pro Rewards members get a 20% paint discount on future purchases after paint annual qualifying spend reaches $3,000.
Plus, order eligible in-stock paint and paint supplies by 2 p.m. for free same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Improving is easy at Lowe's. Excludes spray paint and mist tints. More exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Subject to change. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Same-day delivery valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. Details at Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery.
Never, ever, ever, ever going to complain about days off and a vacation. I just feel like for the next couple of days where my girlfriend Amanda and I are going, I already know that we are not going to fit in. So I have never seen the northeast part of this country. I've been as far north. I went to a Red Sox game and I got really super drunk in Newport, Rhode Island, with a friend one time. But I didn't see the city or anything like that. So we are doing the eastern seaboard, northeast shoreline. So we're flying into Bangor, Maine. Who's going to make the joke?
I don't even know her.
But you do know her.
So we're flying into Bangor, and then we're just taking the coastline down, I guess, to like Kennebunkport and Acadia National Park, Portland. And I've already prejudged it because I really have a bug in my ass for anything that's really like elitist. And I feel like the Northeast, like that whole area, feels like Martha's Vineyard-ish to me. And I just, that just does not, it doesn't, it, that's not my peaceful place. And Amanda, who's like a hippie chick, I just don't know that. I think it's going to be beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think that we're going
to
fit in.
Well, I think that's kind of the fun part of traveling is making an attempt to fit in, not necessarily like changing who you are, but I do think it's fun. Like, for example, I'm going to Greece and like, I know I'm going to stand out no matter what as a Grecian tourist, but it is kind of fun to like, my friend is Greek. So I'm like, what do they wear there? And sort of trying to immerse yourself in cosplaying as the type of person that would be there, even if it's just a vacation. Like maybe you should cosplay being elitist for a week.
You should wear all white and wear those white shorts and like throw one of those sweaters over your shoulders and crisscross the arms.
That's what I see it as, like in the back of my mind. Uh-huh. And I'm from San Diego, man. I'm bringing shorts and t-shirts. And what I see in my head is like that look that you're talking about, the collared shirts, the long sleeves, maybe with some shorts. Maybe if someone's wearing a t-shirt, it's that Life is Good t-shirt.
Oh, you definitely gonna stand out.
Oh yeah. But here I know this also, and I'm reminded of this all the time, especially when I was in New York a couple of weeks ago. People they don't care.
Nope.
They don't really care.
That's the most beautiful part of it for me. Everybody's in their own world.
Everybody's
with their own
in their own world, man. Yeah. They don't care what you look like. You know what? Order from our restaurant and get out of here. Nobody cares. Yeah. Right? All right, Jackson. So you and Mikey are in a bit of an inner competition this morning, and we are going to be the recipients of some amazing motivation.
Oh, well, sure. Yeah, we can call it that. When I was ideating this whole bit idea, it went better in my head than it's going in principle right now. I'd like to think that Mikey and I are fairly good at writing fairly funny stuff as long as we have enough time. This is kind of throwing all that out the window, and you're about to see why this is going to be an absolute mess.
All right, let's go.
Okay, so I'm calling this TED Talk Disasters, okay? So 10 minutes ago, Mikey and I both gave each other a topic, a random topic off the top of our heads, and we have been given the last 10 minutes to write a TED Talk on that topic that they gave us, okay?
Okay.
That we gave each other. And so, Mikey, what did you give me?
All about bird feeders.
Okay.
Okay.
You have to give a TED Talk on bird feeders.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I gave Mikey the three different ways of valuing a company.
Of what? Valuing a company?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Company valuations.
All right.
Simple.
Okay. So you guys have been working on that for how long?
It's been like 8-ish minutes.
All right.
8 minutes.
You guys ready to do this now or you need more time?
No, we're as ready as we're going to be right now.
Okay. Is there a voting aspect to this on our part? Or
sure. Yeah. You can vote on who you think you learned more from.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. Bird feeders and company valuation.
All right. We're going to start with bird feeders. Okay.
Sure.
When I was a child, my father always told me that there are two types of people in this world. Those who appreciate the avian species of animal and idiots. Did you know that dinosaurs are birds? From that day forward, I have dedicated my life to the art, science, and craft of bird watching. Birds come in all shapes and sizes. Some are big. Some are small. Some are fat. Some are
Small.
also small. ChatGPT is really showing its...
And we did not use ChatGPT for this.
Clearly.
Did you know that some birds can't fly? So today I want to share with you the best way to introduce all of you to the world of bird watching so you aren't idiots in my father's eye, and that is through bird feeders. There are three main types of bird feeders. You've got your cylinders, you got your cubes, and you've got your anti-squirrel bird attractor 3000s. Did you know that dinosaurs are birds? So when you are thinking of an extra hobby to take part in,
see what you did.
Don't think of something that is a bird in and make things hawkward.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Stick with me.
If Cassie was here, she'd be on the ground.
Stick with me. Stick with me. Grab a partner to join you because toucan... play this game,
okay.
And you will be raving about your newfound love.
How many are there?
You won't egret it.
Wow.
I will be seeing you.
Wow. No, you won't. I need the one's head.
That is an all-time low.
The sly glance as he recited his last line, like, did you see what I just did?
Yeah, staring you in the eyes, saying it.
Weird.
Wow, that was so...
Okay. Don't be hating on bird feeders, though. We've got one of those ones that hang on the window, and we enjoy daily visits from our local aviary in our backyard.
Wow, you live a wild life, Tommy. Yeah.
Bucky, side note, when I walked in Bucky's last time, at the very entrance, they had the ones with the webcams where it'll take pictures of the birds.
Wow.
For you.
That's top shelf, man.
Wow, you might have sold it better than I did.
You really added to that. Yeah.
So glad you shared that, Tommy.
His own TED Talk, man. He just came right off the top of his head.
It's a passion.
All right, Mikey, good luck beating that.
I mean, easy. I'm a businessman. All right. Listen, guys, people ask me all the time, big boss money man, Mikey, I'm thinking about investing in this company, but I just can't get a good feel for the value it carries. Please help me. You're my only hope. I say, Clarence, you relax. You take a breath, big fella. Your cholesterol is rising. Don't worry, because big money man's got you. Step number one, it's all about heart. A big mistake rookie investors make is looking at the stock prices or the cursed three letters. It's not about ETFs, HMOs, HBOs, HPVs. It's not about LMFAOs, RBFs, or your PMS. It's about heart. You need to reach out and grab the hand that reaches from the grave and feel that skittish beating heart that beats only for you. Make sense?
No.
Step number two. Do not, and that means don't, fall for the deadlifts. You ever see that guy at the gym lifting more than your great aunt weighs, letting the bar smash down onto the mat to prove to the rest of the room that his father actually does love him and he actually doesn't want to make varsity football? That man is on steroids and he will sell you some if you meet him in the bathroom. But that's not where the money is. The guy you want to talk to is wearing glasses, working on an Excel spreadsheet at Jamba Juice, waiting for his daughter's soccer game to end. This man has no concern for how she did in the game. He only hopes she has fun and doesn't get hurt. You know what I'm saying?
No.
The days of risky stock options are over, and today's craze is simple and safe. Step three.
Oh.
The most important step.
Okay.
Disregard steps one and two. All you need to make it in this business is Mikey's book of colors, and it goes as follows. If you're in the red, you're in the green. If you're in the black, you're in the blue, the deep blue. You're drowning in an ocean of debt and should focus more on your kid's soccer game so she grows up to be a champ and can pay for you to live in a retirement community. Don't worry about purple. It's only bruising, and it will go away. Maroon is cause for concern, but don't freak out because it might be internal bleeding. This is business, bucko. Don't be chum. Don't be glum. Be a bum. A bum riding on the train of success.
It was kind of hanging there. You want to try that last line again?
Yeah, hold on.
This is business, bucko. Don't be chum. Don't be glum. Be a bum. a bum riding on the train to success.
That dude. Do we want to vote and make this official?
Yeah, my vote is Tommy.
I say Tommy.
My vote is neither. My vote is go back to college.
Right. Entertainment Bites is coming up next.
The new Golden Bachelor is sparking controversy after voicing his preferences for the women he wants on the show. It's on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
I think these two have secretly said, let's see who can bring the ratings down the most.
You're on The Burt Show.
I think it's probably in my best interest to go ahead and delete the segment that we did earlier this morning. Plead the fifth segment where you guys asked me. You can bring that down. What it was like to have physical relations with my first love.
Oh, no.
Right? Mm-hmm. So I posted this picture on Instagram the other day that I got from one of my really good friends out in San Diego. As I explained before, there's like my middle school class and high school class, we still keep in touch with each other. There's like, I'm in touch with maybe 10 of them through my friend John, but they all still hang out with each other in San Diego. So one of my best friends, Tina, hits me up and she's like, I'm going through some boxes and I saw this picture of you and Debbie. Debbie Pierce back in the day was like my first love in the seventh grade. And we, quote unquote, dated in the seventh grade, eighth grade, on and off through high school, freshman, maybe even sophomore year in college, on and off also. And she was just the sweetest. I mean, what a great first love to have, because she really had this amazing soul. And you can see in her smile, it's just like this infectious smile, and it came from way down deep, and she was just a really great girl. So I posted that picture and got a whole bunch of comments on it, and then I get a message from my girlfriend Amanda today. Says, oh my god, Debbie's family is on your Instagram right now. So I start scrolling down, and this one is from her daughter. Hey, that's my mom.
Oh, gee.
This is awesome. And then in my caption, I wrote something about her being taller than me, and her husband writes, she's taller than me, too.
Clearly, she's got a type.
Yeah, right.
Right. Weirdness. I haven't heard from her yet, though, but I would like to reconnect with her. She was so sweet.
Aww.
And I was showing Abby all of her like family pictures together.
They're so, I mean, they look like a classic San Diego family. They're still out there.
We could just go ahead and send her the segment from this morning.
No, let's not.
Yeah, send it to the whole family.
Yeah, let's not.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
People are wondering if the Golden Bachelor is kind of a tool or if he's just expressing his preferences. So the new Golden Bachelor is a guy named Mel Owens. He's a 66-year-old former linebacker from the LA Rams, and he's currently a lawyer. But he just did a recent interview where he talked about what he is looking for in the contestants for the upcoming season of The Golden Bachelor, and people think he is out of his mind.
They ask me, like, what's your preferences? So I just said 45 to 60. just being honest, if they're 60 or over, I'm cutting them. Oh, Mel, you can't. You know, this is not the Silver Bachelor. This is the Golden Bachelor. He goes, but they're going to be hot. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. I told him, you know, try to stay away from the artificial hips and the wigs.
Oh, he sounds neat.
I know. He sounds like a real charmer for sure. They clearly haven't put him through media training yet, because who knows? Like, they could cast a 61-year-old that has maybe one half of an artificial hip, but she is everything that he is looking for. But the fact that he's already coming out before the show even starts, before they have even had the chance to film, and he's already mentally cutting people out in the open, it's not a good look.
I'm far more interested in the show you were telling us about the other day, where they have the Golden Bachelors mixed in with the younger bachelors, and you can see that whole thing happen.
Uh-huh. It's The Bachelor in Paradise for this season, and so they have ex-contestants from previous seasons of The Bachelor and Bachelorette, so like people in their late 20s, early 30s, and then they're also for the very first time combining it with former contestants from The Golden Bachelor, so it'll be like older people on the beach as well, and according to Jesse Palmer, who's the host, they are quite the rowdy crowd.
Won't it be good, though, for him to have that type of opinion and for people to see how he's going to react now to see women come in that are of that age, just because they'll be curious to see how it plays out?
No.
Okay. Got it.
They're already painted to be the D-bag.
Yeah, when have women ever be open-minded when men have preferences? No, we take personal offense to everything.
I'm glad you're honest about that.
We can be so self-aware. So it's a little disappointing to hear him be a little bit critical before the things even get started. So kind of a bummer there. All right, for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
You're on the Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, Katie, what do you need? These are the things that people didn't warn you about as you're getting quote-unquote older. How old are you now?
31.
Come on, man.
I know.
31.
I'm still, I know that I'm still young.
I carry you around in a baby, Bjorn.
I know I'm still
young. I didn't need that visual.
if you don't use your AI, your ChatGPT for that sometimes today.
Okay. I just have beef with everyone who is like 30 years my senior in my life because no one told me what happens as you get older. And even though I am in my 30s and I still have a lot of life ahead of me, of course, I know that. But I always thought that at a certain point, you're just young and then you're just old, right? I never thought about the transition in between, that it's not young than old. There's progressively signs that happen that show you're getting older.
Okay.
And for some reason, when I hit 30, they started to slowly show up where I'm like, oh, this happened to my mom. And I used to judge her and be like, oh, you're getting old. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And now it's happening to me.
Can I tell you that I at some point noticed that it happened on the twos for me? 32, 42, 52. You realize like your body is changing. You can't do the things you were previously over the last decade you could do. It was always on the twos for me.
Exactly. So there's like the physical and then stuff that I've noticed. And then there's like the regular stuff. So it started off with the loud music. Like now I'll hear my neighbors having a party and I'm like, why is that music so loud? It'll be like little things like that. Or if I'm looking at my phone now, I already have terrible vision. Like I already wear glasses, but now I'm starting to have to like pull my phone away. And then I'm like, do I have to start changing my font? Like I can no longer use the default font on my phone. I have to use the Tommy font. If anybody seen Tommy's phone,
you can read it from 30 feet away. Read his text from outside.
Tommy's is like the E on the very top of the eye chart.
Like that's starting to happen. But then it was the physical things. Now, when I was a child, my mom, my aunt, and my grandmother would pay me a dollar to pull their chin hairs.
What?
What?
Wait, what?
What? What? That's the thing?
In my household, it was. I'm like, Katie, grab the tweezers. We got some chin hairs to pull.
You got a dollar of chin hair?
Yeah.
That's not a bad boy.
It's not. I was racking up the older my grandmother got. And so I used to just be like, oh, that's crazy. Like, you're getting random facial hair that you never had before.
Oh, no.
Katie.
It started with one.
Yeah.
Now I average about 6 a month.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
And it goes from me going to the nail salon to get, like, my eyebrows waxed. And I'm like, yep, you might as well do the chin, the stash, all of that. And I'm like, that must be a sign of getting older. Because in my 20s, I never had chin hair.
Hey, that's $6 that Mikey could use every month.
And so that's starting to happen. And I'm like, oh, this is weird. I'm starting to get more freckles on my face. And I'm like, that's like a genetic thing. And I'm like, that's a sign that I'm getting older. These are little signs. I'm starting to wake up with injuries and I didn't do anything the day before. Like I didn't work out. I didn't do anything. One night I woke up in the middle of the night, like, mom, get the Bengay. My shoulder feels like it's been thrown out. And I had to find like a lidocaine patch. Now, do I work out? Am I an athlete? No. So why am I waking up with random injuries?
I'm not an athlete. I'm 31.
Exactly. Bones popping. I'm like, these are the gradual signs that I thought would just happen once I got elder.
It's the truth, man. I'll tell you this. I got a way more amount of years
after you. And yesterday I found myself asking the hairstylist to dye my eyebrow because there are so many grays. So she did that and I'm looking at myself in the mirror and I look like an angry bird.
I'm not looking forward to this.
There's
at
nothing
all.
You can do.
Yeah, nothing. There's nothing you can do.
I just wanted a warning.
Yeah.
Well, here's your warning. Yeah, it gets worse.
It's here. Totally.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.